And Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library is in the studio with us on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Lydia, how about that?
It is wonderful, Paul. The sun's been out. The ground is dry. I am happy. That's all we need.
That's right. No snow on the ground. No mm-hmm. You see a few snow piles in the groves out in the country. But
yeah, and imagine how deep that must have been for them to still be out there yep. like that in those sizes.
That's right. Just a gorgeous day. Nice to see the sun. I know yes, you like the sun.
I do.
All right. Awesome. So still a good day to go to the library, though.
Yes, it is.
And so what's happening with some of the events at the Madison Public Library?
Well, of course, we've got all kinds of things going on. I'm going to give a little shout-out, though, because I had something that I thought you would find really fun also happen the other day, Paul. I'm a sustaining member with PBS, so Pioneer Public Television. And when we had our bank switch over, our Klein Bank switch over to United, or not, wrong one, over to Old National in town here, of course, you have to go through and update your banking information. So I had called over to the Pioneer Public TV offices, and I won't mention names because I don't know if she wants her name mentioned or not, but I get on the phone with them to update my information, and the lady goes, "I know your voice. You're the one from Madison. I listened to you guys on the radio show for the library." So that was just absolutely fun.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So we've got a listener over there.
All right. We got an audience. Yeah. And that's good. At least somebody's listening, right?
Uh-huh. Yes. And recognizing us. So that's cool.
Yeah. And thanks for being a member of Pioneer Public Television, too. I'm on the board of directors over there, you know.
Yes. So,
and great place to be over there, and good people over there too. So
yeah, and you know, like a library, it's just a great public service that gives people a lot of resources they otherwise wouldn't be able to have. So
all right. You know, do you see Maynard's Easter egg? What do you call them?
Well, it's either a jelly bean or, you know, a little rabbit present that's been left over. It's one of the two.
Maynard loves them black jelly beans, and so he's got a bunch of them in a Ziploc right between us here. And I don't like them. He loves them black jelly beans.
Oh, he's hardcore then,
yeah,
huh?
Left over from Easter.
Licorice jelly beans. Aye, aye, aye.
So stay away from them.
I think I will.
All right. Yeah, it's nice that people acknowledge that they listen to the library show.
Yeah, thanks. That was really fun.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. All right, what's happening?
Well, we've got, like I said, lots of things going on. We've also got a few projects we've been working on. The first one, if you have a child who is working on their AR accelerated reading goals, we've been working on a project to help make the books easier to find. So Accelerated Reader is a computer-based program that a lot of schools use to monitor reading practice and progress. It helps teachers guide kids to books that are on the right reading level for them. And then they take little quizzes afterwards to make sure that they've read it and they've understood it. And each of the books has its own level and its own points, which you normally have to go and look up on the computer what is what there. So we've been going through ourselves, looking up the books in our children's section and marking down the AR levels and points on them.
Okay.
So that it's just quicker and easier to go through there and find them. We're just starting out on the project, so we don't, you know, we only have a little portion of them done. And some books simply aren't in the AR system. So there'll always be a few missing out of there, but we are working on it, and we hope that makes it a lot easier to find your AR books.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah. And speaking of reading, you know, it's really important to instill that love of early reading in kids, kind of like the AR program helps do. One of the best ways to encourage learning and to instill that love of reading is to start reading early on to your children. And so a great way to do that is to take part in a 1,000 books before kindergarten program. It's been found that reading less than three stories a day, you and your child could have read over 1,000 books in a year. So that's where the library comes in with those programs. It's really easy to sign up for it and get them registered. You just have to stop by the library, sign them up. You'll get a bag, a packet with all of the stuff you need. And then when you read a book to your child, you record each of those books. When you finish 500 books, you get a prize. And then after finishing the 1,000 books, your child will receive a graduation party, a certificate of completion, and of course, an awesome jump start on success in school and loving reading.
Awesome.
So if you're interested in that, Madison, Dawson, Camby all take part. Just stop by your respective library to get your kids signed up.
Okay, good.
Then, still talking about kids stuff, Madison holds kids classes every Thursday at 4 p.m. This week, the 25th, we're going to be planting little flower seeds. May 2nd, we're going to be doing this really cool 3D hand print art project. And then on Tuesday, this is a little extra we added in, on Tuesday, April 30th, we're going to be making May Day baskets at 4 p.m. Okay. Got to do that, right? It's a classic.
Yep.
For adults, we're going to be hosting a craft on Saturday, May 18th. We'll be making floral wreaths out of recycled egg crates. Thank you, everyone, for donating your egg crates. It's been a huge help. All of the little shapes and flowers and things are going to be pre-cut, so you get to just do the fun part of painting the flowers and decorating and sticking it all onto your wreath. We do need pre-registration for that one because the openings are limited. So give us a call at 320-598-7938 extension 1 to sign up for that. Madison also has a bi-weekly crochet club. They meet the first and third Thursday of every month at 5:30. We've been having good turnout for that, which is awesome to see. And Karen, who is our resident crochet expert, is always on hand for that. So if you get stuck on something, or you know you've got a project you're working on and there's something you're not sure about, she'll be there. And you can get your questions answered. So that's really fun.
Good.
Crafts and events going on. Of course, Camby and Dawson also have weekly kids crafts. Camby's kids crafts are every Wednesday at 4 p.m. This Wednesday, they're going to be making those cute little pet rock cactus that we made in Madison here a while ago. If you saw those, they're adorable. Catherine, the children's librarian in Madison, made one for me that I now have on the desk upstairs. So if you're over in Camby, you get a chance at the cactus too. Again, that's this Wednesday at 4 p.m. And then Dawson also holds its kids' crafts at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. And this Wednesday, they're going to be making pom-pom pets, which remind me of Tribbles with googly eyes. But, you know, that's just me. I'll keep my Star Trek love just under the table here.
Okay.
But, yeah, those are some of the things we're doing at the library. Of course, that's just skimming the surface. Mm-hmm. We don't have time to go over all of it, so check out our Facebook pages, Madison Public Library MN, Camby Public Library MN, and Dawson Public Library MN.
All right, yeah, busy place.
Oh, yes.
All right. Hey, let's find out what the staff at the Madison Library is reading now, this week after Easter.
Yes. well, let's see. Deb is reading the Genevieve Lynard series by Estelle Ryan. In book one, The Gauguin Connection, an insurance investigator and world-renowned expert in nonverbal communication, Dr. Genevieve Lynard, faces the daily challenge of living a successful, independent life, particularly because she has to deal with her high-functioning autism. Nothing, not her studies, her high IQ, or her astounding analytical skills, prepare her for the changes about to take place in her life. It started as a favor to help her boss's acerbic friend look into the murder of a young artist, but it soon proves to be far more complex.
Mm.
I have been reading The Real Lolita by Sarah Weinman. Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita is one of the most beloved and notorious novels of all time, and yet very few of its readers know that the subject of the novel was inspired by a real-life case, the 1948 abduction of 11-year-old Sally Horner. Weaving together suspenseful crime narrative, culture and social history, and literary investigation, The Real Lolita tells Sally Horner's full story for the very first time. Catherine is reading Wondersmith's The Calling of Morgan Crow, Nevermore, Book 2, by Jessica Townsend. Morgan Crow has never... Morgan Crow has been invited to join the prestigious Wondrous Society, a place that promised her friendship, protection, and belonging for life. She's hoping for an education full of wonder, imagination, and discovery. But all the society want to teach her is how evil Wondersmiths are. And someone is blackmailing Morgan's unit, turning her last few loyal friends against her. Has Morgan escaped from being the cursed child of Wintersea, only to become the most hated figure in Nevermore? Karen is reading The Ladies of Covington Send Their Love, Ladies of Covington Book 1 by Joanne Medlicott. Cautious Grace Singleton, uncertain of her place in an intimidating world, outspoken Hannah Parrish, harboring private fear that may change her life. Fragile Amelia Duclos, shattered by devastating grief. Circumstances has brought these three disparate women of a certain age to a Pennsylvania boarding house, where three square meals and a sagging bed is the most any of them can look forward to. But friendship will take them on a startling journey to a rundown North Carolina farmhouse, where the unexpected suddenly seems not only welcome, but delightfully promising. And Alice is reading Liar Liar, Detective Harriet Blue, Book 3 by James Patterson and Candace Fox. Detective Harriet Blue is clear about two things. Reagan Banks deserves to die, and she'll be the one to pull the trigger. But Reagan, the Georges River killer, and the man responsible for destroying her brother's life, has gone to ground, and now Harriet needs to disappear too before her colleagues stop her carrying out an act that could end her career, her freedom, even her life.
Okay. Well, you guys like to read.
Yes, we do. You know, every once in a while I have to laugh because somebody will come in and ask me, so do you like reading? I suppose there's probably a couple, you know.
Well, and you work at a library, you better like to read,
I suppose there's a few out there who don't, but I think the majority of us, it's kind of what the draw was.
All right, Lydia, well, how can people contact you at the Madison Library?
Well, they can just give us a ring. It is 320-598-7938, extension 1 for upstairs for the adults, extension 3 downstairs for the children's section.
All right. Real good. And if you see Lydia around and about, tell her you enjoy the library show.
Yeah, that'll we'd love
her,
to hear it.
That'll
it's
make
awesome.
Her day. It'll make her day.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
Enjoy the nice sunny walk back to the library.
Yeah, I will.
Beautiful day. All right, that's Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library Show.